Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Our guy, Chris Russell. A minute ago, we were packing up some of the food here because we got this amazing spread from the Great American Restaurants and Stupid Good Barbecue today. They've got all of your Thanksgiving needs covered, by the way, if you want to go to them for any sides this weekend. But we're packing some things in the refrigerator. We're walking through the hallway, and then I look out the window, and there was Russell knocking on the door. I said, Russell, what are you doing? He said, I heard you guys had some Stupid Good Barbecue, so he came to make a plate.
The smell, the odor,
aroma
is what he wanted to say.
Luann aroma.
Waffling, the Luann aroma was waffling onto Half Street. So I decided, you know what? I got to go see my boys. I got to go get some Stupid Good Barbecue. And God, was it good.
Pork smash, chili smash.
I love restaurants that have creative menu items.
Yeah.
I've never heard of pork smash, brisket smash, chili smash. I'm going to smash some of it.
It's so good, buddy.
So can I pick a bone super quick? Waffling is what Ryan Clary did when he offered a trade to Grant and then took it back.
Uh-huh.
You're looking for the word wafting. So the waffle means you don't know what you're doing. You can't make up your mind. The smell had its mind made up just fine. It was wafting.
It was wafting. Yeah, I don't want to say. I want to say aroma wafting.
Wafting.
The odor was waffling.
The odor was waffling. The odor could offer to trade, then took it away.
Yeah, that's fair. Anyway, you guys are so lucky. You guys are so fortunate. Thank you for being nice enough to share a little bit of it with me. And it's good to see you guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, we're thankful for your palship, for sure. Hey, Reenie, is Jaden Daniels going to play in Minnesota a week from Sunday?
I get the sense that that is at best 50-50 right now. I know you guys are going to that game, correct?
We will be, thanks to the good people over at our law firm, Condori and Murrah.
Yeah, we're Minnesota guys.
That's one of the stadiums that I have not seen because I was unfortunately present at the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome when too many times. Almost got into a fight with a dude there
I
in the
was
press
there
box.
For that
yes,
near
yes,
fight.
That was fun.
That was fun.
I forgot his name, but he
I
eventually.
Know his name.
Was it a press box fight or a press box to fan fight?
He got it was press box Ben Gessling.
Ben Gessling, that's right. He used to work here, right?
He covered the Nats at one point.
Yeah,
in time.
Yeah. He was a jerk that night. So I've never gotten to US Bank Stadium. I don't know if Jaden Daniels is going to be there either. Just from the standpoint of, guys, if he's not physically cleared to take on contact, which there's no contact in practice, we've got to get to a point where he's physically and medically cleared for contact, but I don't know how they do that, right? Is it just, all of a sudden he's got a certain range of motion in his elbow, all of a sudden if we brace him up, it's not going to be anything that's going to happen? I don't know how they exactly determine that. To me, that seems a little bit confusing and maybe something that's going to be a little bit more shrouded in secrecy, a little bit shrouded in mystery, the unknown, what have you, because there's no real way they can know if Jaden Daniels is 100% safe to play, right? Because there's no way they can possibly tell whether he's going to brace his elbow or not, or fall awkwardly, or get dragged down because he doesn't get rid of the football, or whatever the case might be. So I think this is going to take a little bit more time than people want it to. My guess is, at this point, my guess, not my Ben Gessling, he stinks. My guess is that this is going to take to the Giants at MetLife Stadium before we see Jaden Daniels.
Russell, I know you're known as a you know, borderline team representative, and it's never the coach's fault, and the organization knows best.
Borderline team representative.
Help me.
I like how you phrased that.
No, I'm saying not exactly one, but like borderline, like you, like you're live
not
right
an
next door.
Employee, but you're a part-time employee.
I mean, it's so funny for all the criticism that I got over so many years of bashing their brains out. That I'm now a borderline team representative.
Yeah, I mean, it was a gentle bashing. Yes. But the point of the dude's story is, as you are adjacent to the lot that is the team and their messaging,
yes.
Help me understand the upside of why they do their injury messaging the way that they do. In other words, I understand you can't give everything away, right? But if you set a date and then that day it turns out it's not going to happen, you go, hey, man, it didn't work. We're going to need another week. Everyone's mad for 10 seconds, but then they move on. They'd leave this kind of open-ended, like, the return to play metrics, John. And like
We're not going to miss a step.
Not going to miss a step. Like, what does it mean?
Yeah.
What's the upside? Help me understand.
Just the ambiguity is confusing. There's no doubt about it. I guess the only thing that I could say is if you say, hey, on December 1st, I'm going to lose 5 pounds and you lose 3 pounds, then what are you considered? You're a failure or you're wrong or whatever. And I guess they feel by keeping it cloudy, by keeping it shrouded in some sort of mystery, that A, they don't stick themselves to a certain date. So everybody goes, see, you said December 1st and here it is December 10th and he's still not back. What are you guys doing wrong? Or is there a problem? Is he soft? Is he this? Is he that? So I get why they do that. But to your point, Danny, overall, just a little bit more transparency. Just a little bit more transparency.
Because here's what you could do to your point.
Nice.
I understand if you go, he will be back, I'm making up a date, December 5th, and he's not. Then you go, oh, you suck. What if you just said, we're hoping to have him next week?
You could say that.
And if it doesn't, and if that doesn't happen, you didn't stick your you-know-what on the table.
Unfortunately, I think people take, a lot of times, we're hoping, we think, we might, whatever, some phrases like that, as gospel. And they can't get off of that. So maybe they feel, whether this is a Dan Quinn thing, an Adam Peters thing, a Sean DiBiase, how do you say his last name? I love Sean, but DiBiase.
Paul DiBiase.
Yeah, Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. Whether this is a Sean D thing, I don't know who's, but here's what I know. Not only is that weird, but the whole Noah Brown thing still pisses me off. I don't know how you butchered that as badly as they did. And I know Noah Brown's semi-insignificant, but I don't know how you butchered that. The Terry McLaurin thing, now he's been gone, 8 weeks this year, and you haven't put him on IR yet? I don't know. There's been just a lot of weirdness out of that place this year. Weirdness that we didn't have last year. Weirdness that, unfortunately, we're accustomed to, but weirdness that we didn't have last year.
Rini, as always, thank you for accidentally being just outside the window right when we needed you to be.
It was waffling.
For the Beltway Boys.
Wafting? Wafting?
Guessling waffling.
Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.